Yeah, yep. Sedano and LZ with you here. I like that jam right there.
Dude, this is my cut.
Yeah.
Especially the chorus. Sheep don't run with lion.
Oh, there he said it.
Sheep don't swim with monkey. That's that jealousy, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Sedano and LZ hanging out. No jealousy here. We just love you. Keep hitting us up. Don't forget, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Mason in Ireland. You got to listen to the trip destination of the day. And then, of course, the 5 o'clock hour, you can win a chance at one of those virtual keys, right? Those virtual keys, we got 15 of them. Each weekday, we're going to give one away in the 5 o'clock hour, and one of those will start a car. And what car? The Mazda CX-5 Sport, brand new 2021, courtesy of our friends at Culver City Mazda. Our pal Sal Gonzalez hooked it up. And there's going to be $1,000 in the glove box as well. Our boy Roland Bombain from West Covina today was our winner of virtual key number 7. There's 15 of them. So any $100 gift card. So the person who wins the virtual key at least gets hooked up with a $100 gift card from Wingstop. So there you go. Momo's going to join. Too.
Did you test drive it?
I was in the car today, yes.
Did it smell like new car and stuff?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I love that great new car smell.
That is the best. You know that they make sprays now that are new car smell.
I know. Yeah. Do you know I've bought some?
Yeah, I did too.
In old cars too. The juxtaposition is ridiculous.
So, LZ, real quick, before we get to the calls, people want to chime in on our coups conversation, and Momo's going to join us in 12 minutes. But Shams Charania is reporting there could be fans in the stands. Most likely, the suites will have 25% capacity, maybe 50%, depending, again, on each individual city and state's regulations. He talked about, for instance, moving the front row group back 10 to 12 feet off the court, socially distant, etc. Now, he's not necessarily saying those are the only people that will be there, but that's all he talked about. And we'll get some clarity, I would imagine, from Momo at 6:30 about that. And again, you know, I don't want to run Shams under the bus. I don't think that's what he may have intended to say, and nor do I think the league intended to say that. But if that indeed is the case, that would be a bad look.
Very, very bad look. And to the point you made earlier, not just a bad look, but a look that is kind of anti-NBA from what we know of the league. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the need needs to make money. And so maybe they're like going, well, if it's 25% capacity, let's maximize who shows up monetarily and concentrate on making sure that our court size and suites are accommodated first, and then we'll fill in the blanks, given the money that they've been hemorrhaging since last season because of Daryl Morey's tweet about Hong Kong and China. Mm-hmm. You won't fault them for that, but it just feels very NFL-ish, very Super Bowl-ish to do something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think that was just examples. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that's the case. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that that's probably the deal. But again, Momo will clear that up for us. Are you ready for some NFL power rankings? I want to take some calls, but we got our NFL power rankings this week. You ready for that too?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll have that in a second. But let's go to Alexis in Irvine first. Alexis, what's up? Yo, yo.
Hey, yo, yo, about Kuzma, man. Yeah, he's trash, man. He should have been gone.
Damn, dog.
He ain't trash, dog. Come on, man. He ain't trash.
Trash seems...
I'm talking about social media and Instagram and all that stuff. And, like, I don't need that in L.A., man. You either come ready to play and get better or you don't. So he ain't getting better, so you got to go, man.
Okay. All right, Alexis.
I agree. He's got to get better, but he ain't trash. Because then what you're saying is that Frank Vogel puts trash out there during the NBA Finals, and that doesn't make sense.
And as I mentioned earlier, they were really good with him on the floor. You know what I mean?
And he's a good player.
Right.
I want to make sure I'm clear with that. Just because I don't think he's gotten better doesn't mean I think he's gotten worse.
Correct.
It's just that there are certain gaps that were in his game that he still hasn't addressed yet. And when you look at the makeup of this team, we just don't have time for you to get around to getting to those issues anymore.
No, right. There's a clock ticking on LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Yes. At the end of the day, you know?
Yes. We can't throw you. You can't get the rebound and then turn the ball over because you can't dribble up court. Like, we just can't have that anymore.
Yeah. I'm with you wholeheartedly. Let's go to Juan in L.A. Juan!
Hey, guys. If you can package Kuzma, our first rounder, Danny Green, for something good, but if we can bring in somebody like Joe Harris or Danilo Gallinari, who can shoot from the outside, that would help. Kuz hasn't improved as much as we thought he should. I've seen him from this Pac-12 days. But again, if you can package him, get rid of Danny Green and JaVale. If you can package them in the first rounder for somebody real, then I think that's what you do.
All right, Juan, thank you.
Hold up. Juan?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get rid of all the light-skinned Lakers? You just said Danny Green, Kuz, and JaVale McGee.
Did you, LZ, did you watch them in the bubble? The only two players on the Lakers team that regressed in the bubble were Danny Green, who looked 62 years old, and JaVale. So if you didn't see that, then you're not keeping it real. Because they were the only two in the bubble that regressed. And if you don't believe it, you weren't watching.
No. You didn't tell any lies. I didn't say you. I was wondering why you gave me that light-skinned player.
All right, Juan. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I don't know if that, like, I mean, maybe that'll get you something. I don't know what that'll get you. The thing with Gallinari and Joe Harris is going to get paid. Look, we are in an era, LZ, where shooters are going to get paid. And Joe Harris hasn't made that big money just yet. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to want to get paid. And you're talking about dudes like that are going to be like in the 12 to 15 range, and the Lakers don't have that. The Lakers are going to be working with a mid-level exception. Now, maybe a guy like Gallinari is willing to do that because he wants to win, right? And he's getting older. But like Joe Harris is young, and he's not giving up that chance.
No, he's
getting
paid.
Yeah, big money. Like that. That's it.
But here's the good thing though, George. Because there's been such an emphasis on 3-point shooting, especially for our wings in the league, there are more guys now who can knock down that shot than say 3 years ago.
Yeah. Oh no.
Guys have really been working on this shot now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there were moments in which I thought Jay Crowder was like Steph.
Right.
And I was like, if you had shot like that in Cleveland, you know, they wouldn't have traded you when Bron had you the first time in Cleveland.
Right.
But he's worked on his game. He's worked on his shot. And I think there are a lot of guys who can knock down open threes now in this league because of the emphasis on it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to David in Glendale. David, what's up?
Hey, guys. I think Kuzma should stay in L.A., but – with the other team, is because he needs a motivational player to mentor him, as in Kawhi Leonard. Because when he was in L.A., Kobe mentored him and shadowed, and he was basically Kobe's shadow. And I think Kawhi Leonard would be a good fit for him at the Clippers level.
Wow, so you think – but I don't see how he gets to the Clippers with a trade. Like, I don't think the
Clippers – if there's a – something that happens that he can go to team, I think maybe him and Rondo going to Clippers.
As like a package, like a sign and trade or something? I mean, yeah, I don't know. Thank you for the call, though, David. I do appreciate it. Stay healthy, stay safe. LZ, I just don't see these two teams making a deal. You know
no,
what I mean?
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I think the last deal they made was for Zubac. I think after that, it's a wrap.
And you know, that – right, it was from Muscala, and that didn't work out. Right. And
also remember, too, that just generally speaking, a lot of teams don't like trading with the champions.
Well, that's true, too. Though I think less so now. I think a general manager is confident in his own ability and his own stature within his team, right? And his job security, it doesn't care who he's trading with. But there aren't that many of those, to your point.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Are you ready for the NFL Power Rankings?
I am, sir.
Let's hit it, Laura. All right. Some football music. Get you ready for football. By the way, the Packers just threw another touchdown, Aaron Rodgers, to Mercedes Lewis. It's 13-3, barring the extra point. All right. I'm going to give you the top 10, but I want you to guess the Chargers are not in the top 10. Where do you think the Chargers are ranked? Do you want to take a guess? Is somebody at the door?
I would rank them. 22.
Who's at the door?
Well, picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, Keyshawn's here. Wait a second. Right, just in time for the power rankings. Keyshawn.
Yo, what up?
You sound very excited to join us. Yeah, you
what
sound
up, Key?
No, I'm saying, what up, man? You know what? I was at dinner and I left my phone at home.
Right. Yeah, it was 90 minutes ago. We were very excited to talk to you 90 minutes ago.
Well, I can hang up now, George Sedano, if you like me to.
Stay.
ESPN Power Rankings. Guess where the Chargers are in the Power Rankings. You give me a number.
For ESPN?
Yeah.
7.
The Chargers?
The Chargers?
I don't know.
Did you have a margarita or something at dinner? LZ.
I had something, but not margarita.
LZ.
I got him, I'm going to say 22nd.
Close, 23rd. They are the 23rd team. Then let me make sure we get one more in before we get into the top 10. Where are the Raiders, Key? Guess.
12.
LZ?
I was going to say 13.
LZ, the closest, 14. The Raiders are 14. Key, the Rams.
There's no difference between 12 and 14. That's the same.
Well, but LZ had 13. Then what's the difference there? the Rams, guess, Key.
12.
LZ.
I'm going to say 12 a key.
It is 12. You're both right. So the Rams are 12. The top 10 real quick. Arizona in reverse order. Arizona 10, Tennessee 9, Saints 8, Buffalo 7, Green Bay 6, Baltimore 5, Tampa 4, Seattle 3, Kansas City 2, and Pittsburgh 1. Key, you are
That's
Mr.
garbage. Top- Pittsburgh 1? Oh, hell no.
Key, you are Mr. Top 10, NFL Top 10 Power Rankings. Do you like Pittsburgh at 1?
Yeah, I mean, I got Pittsburgh, Kansas City. They go back and forth right now, 1. I think I put Kansas City at 1 this week, didn't I? Or did I pick Pittsburgh? I don't remember.
I don't know. The hell you asking me for?
I'm just saying, I don't know.
I'm not Jay Willis or Zubin. The hell?
One of the two, well, you were in the captain's seat once before.
I was, but I don't remember. I wasn't listening this morning, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I believe I put Kansas City at 1 and Pittsburgh at 2. I did because I did do that. Because of Kansas City, I think Kansas City got a little more giddy-up power in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's good, but, you know, it's so boring. You know, it's like a boring good. Even though they're undefeated, yeah. I think Kansas City's the better football team overall.
I got them 3. I would take the Hawks over them.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't even like Seattle like that. But I just think that Seattle is just a better team than the Steelers. I think their MVP candidate is playing at a higher clip than Roethlisberger. And I don't think anyone has done much of anything to make me think that the Chiefs won't repeat.
Okay, Key, cool.
What say you?
No, I thought you guys – you guys didn't say Key.
Key? What Key, say you?
What say you about Kansas City and Seattle and all them?
Well, okay, so look, here's Kansas City, Seattle, New Orleans, Tampa Bay. You know, even for me, I got the Raiders as a team coming out. I got the Raiders as a top 4 team coming out of the AFC, believe it or not, after Baltimore.
Wow. Wow, you know what? I've been propping up the Raiders. LZ doesn't – like, you know, we were making the case that – now, I'm not saying he's even, like, 1, 2, 3, or 4. But Derek Carr, Key, has had a really good season. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely fair to say. I mean, you know, look, man, here's what I would say. That, you know, John Gruden is a little polarizing. Got fined again today. Raiders got fined. Draft picks taken. So – you know, they haven't figured out how to wear their COVID mask. I mean, wear their mask for COVID yet. But they're a good football team. And I think what happens is it gets lost because of everything else that goes on with the Raiders. It's like, you know, the Raiders can be really good and have 500 yards in penalties in 2 games, and people forget how good they really are. They're a good football team that will be fighting for – as of right now, they're challenging Kansas City – for the division. They're keeping their foot on Kansas City's throat for the division right now. And when you look at it, you go, how could that be? Well, Kansas City has two losses. What do you mean? Right? Kansas City has one loss to the Raiders.
Well, I would simply say this.
And they got to play the Raiders again in Oakland. It's not like the Raiders got six losses and they're so far behind.
No, but the wins have been fine, not dominant, but fine. And the losses have been somewhat of a head scratcher. I guess I'm not a believer because, to your point, everything else that keeps going on with the team, and if you do rack up that many fines or penalties, rather, then you can't be a good team. Because penalties is part of the assessment of how you determine how well coached a team is and thus how good a team is. So if they're perpetually getting stupid penalties at inopportune times, I can't put them there with the Kansas City, with the Steelers team, or with the Hawks team right now. Not even with the Bucks team. You know, they've caught fire.
But I'm just telling you, this is one of those teams that'll get into the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, you'll be like, damn, they're in the AFC Championship game? How did that happen?
Yeah. Ryan Clark said this yesterday, Key. He said that, you know, to your point, he said, man, you know, they could beat anyone any week or lose to anyone. He's like, if they played the Rams, I wouldn't be surprised if they beat them. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's true. They could beat anybody or lose to anybody at any given week. They're talented. They're coached well at times. You know, 2 weeks ago, Tom Brady and the Four Fingers was a bad deal. Now, all of a sudden, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the toast of the town because they won two games in a row. I mean, it's like, come on, man. Make up your mind.
Yeah.
But Brady has caught on fire, though, too.
He's played well.
Again, make up your mind.
Speaking of Brady, I have a quick question for you, Key. Is it clear now that he was the system?
No.
I mean.
No. I'm not getting ready to do that with you because you don't like Belichick. No.
I didn't say I didn't like Belichick. I'm just saying
you don't need to say you don't like Belichick, but I know you national media people.
Oh, here you go.
Wait a second. Who's the national media guy? That's you now.
No. I work for a network who comes from national media.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Here
but
you
I am
go.
Not a
Here
national media person. I am a former athlete who happens to work in sports.
Oh, for the love of
Are
God.
You still doing this? You still yeah, doing still. This? Let me tell
later.
You something.
But I can finish your thoughts before you, LZ, before you even got going, right? I can finish them because I already know where you were going. Because
we worked together for like four damn years. You know how I think.
Over the last 8 days, is it Tom Brady or was it Bill Belichick? Because it looks more like Tom Brady now than Bill Belichick. You know, I get it. I understand. I get it. I understand. But that's not true, though, man.
All right. Fair enough. Jared Goff, Key, has he hit his ceiling already?
No, Jared Goff is still good, man. He had one bad game. He took on your Miami Dolphins, and for whatever reason, the fish got the best of him. I mean, that's just what happened. That's what happened.
Okay.
No complaints there, but I like Jared Goff. Jared Goff was having what I would call an MVP season if you wanted to put him in the conversation other than against Miami. He just – I don't know what happened against Miami. It was like he got a hold of something special in LZ's closet or something.
Why are you going to blame me because they got in his ass on Sunday?
Better yet, not in his closet, in his top cabinet in his kitchen in a box, a shoebox.
Okay. Oh, okay. A shoebox? Elsie, you using a shoebox still?
I mean, it's secret. It's safe. You know, it's nondescript. No one really would think about anything being in there. Key, I haven't talked to you in so long. What'd you guys do for Halloween, man?
Oh, what'd you dress up as?
Nothing. What did I do? I cooked. I sent you the video. I cooked those steaks and stuff.
I showed my mom the video. She said chopping onions ain't cooking.
Yeah.
I showed my mom the video. She said chopping onions ain't cooking. She just wants you to know that.
Yeah. No, hold on, man. Hold on. That was cutting the onions the other day for the pasta for the kids. Oh, my God. He just threw a pick.
He did. Almost Aaron a pick Rogers. Six.
Yeah.
But there's a flag on the play.
A flag on it, though. Yeah, bring it back.
He was held or something. I don't know.
Key, Chris wants to know if you dressed up as a raptor.
Chris needs to go get into the sauna.
Yes. Good Lord. Key, in your chili, does real chili have beans or no beans?
I didn't grow up with chili with beans, but I also had chili beans.
Mm.
So my mom would cook them both.
Okay.
Pinto beans was our chili beans.
Right.
And then we also had chili. So I would say chili has beans, pinto beans in it.
Okay. We found out, LZ and I were in agreement with you, but we found out that it is not the case. That real chili has meat in it. It's no beans. Beans are a substitute for meat.
Well, I had chili beans, and we had cheap ground beef in ours. What about you, LZ?
Cheap, dog.
Yeah.
You buy a pound, and by the time you get cooking, so it's a quarter pound left.
All the grease rise to the top of the pot.
Exactly.
And you got to stir it up to mix it up and make it right.
So cheap, the meat is actually pink when you buy it.
Because wait, is that supposed to be pink? Blood and drained out.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't know about that meat, George, where the meat turns brown even though it's still good.
It looks cooked when you buy it.
Yeah. Key, what's coming? It's so funny. Key,
it was hard growing up, man. It was hard growing up.
It's hard growing up. I'm telling you, boy, with it. The brown meat, the meat be brown. You be like, well, damn, what happened to the blood in the meat? It's like, well, it's been sitting here for 3 weeks, but it's good for two more days. It's got to cook.
It's on sale. You look at the package, George, it says 60-40.
That's funny. Key, what's on tap tomorrow? Tomorrow morning, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, 5 to 9, right here on 710 ESPN. What's on tap tomorrow before we let you go?
Well, we're going to dive in, obviously, to Aaron Rodgers. You know, we're going to dive into that big game of the week, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New Orleans Saints, how important it is for New Orleans to win and how important it is for Tampa Bay to win. Is this particular game, who is the Achilles heel for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Is it his weapons or is it the quarterback? We're going to dive into that a little bit. We'll dive into a little bit of college football, Notre Dame versus Clemson. We'll talk Pac-12. Herm Edwards is on the docket. You know, Cal versus Washington has been canceled, so we'll grab a little bit of that. What else will we talk about?
Will SC beat Arizona State? Will you tell Herm Edwards that he's going to lose?
Arizona State, USC, obviously.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, are you going to tell Herm his squad's going to lose?
You know, it's so interesting because I went to USC, I played for USC, but Herm is a really good friend of mine. And this is one of those deals where I'm torn because I'd like to see Herm get his, but I really don't want to see my squad lose. But if Herm beat them, I'm going to accept it and be proud of Herm.
Okay.
You know, and if we win, then, okay, we won. That's kind of how I am about the situation.
There it is. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, tomorrow. A las 5 de la mañana, at 5 in the morning. Get up early with Key, J. Will, and Zubin. Muchas gracias.
No español, no speak Isari.
No, that's it. Now that you're in New York and you don't have us on, you don't have me on the show with you, right? There's no more Spanish. That's it. It's over.
No. He can get some New Ricans. He can still speak Spanish.
Oh, that's true. And Dominicans.
It's a lot of Latin people out here in New York.
I know, but you know, you're not hanging out with any of them. You know, you got Zubin and Jay Will. You don't got me pestering you with speaking Spanish to you anymore.
No. Jay Will, the English Jay Will talking, or the language Jay Will talking, I got to sometimes get a dictionary because I'll be like, all right, man, I know you went to Duke, but you don't even know the words you just used. About your ass.
All right, Key. We'll be listening tomorrow, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you,
all right,
sir.
Bye.
Later.
All right, take care. There he is. All right. Momo's coming up. We're going to ask her about the NBA restart. We're going to talk to her about Kuz. We got all this stuff coming up with Momo. She's going to join us in 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah, yeah. Sedano and LZ with you here. Final segment of the program. Don't forget, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, the destination. Got to listen in for the correct road trip destination during Mason and Ireland's 3 o'clock hour. It can happen at any point in the 3 o'clock hour. And then you listen to us for the cue to call during the 5 o'clock hour. Seventh caller with the correct road trip destination qualifies to get a virtual key that could start a 2021 Mazda CX-5 Sport from our friend Sal Gonzalez and Culver City Mazda and your pals here at 710 ESPN. That's each and every weekday from here until November 25th. And then on November 30th, Monday, we will give away that car. So congrats again to our pal who won earlier today. I want to make sure I get his name correct. It was Roland Bombain from West Covina. Is Momo there? Do we have her already? Oh, cool. Momo, are you there?
What's up, guys?
Hey, hey.
What's up, Momo?
Sorry we had to push you back, but Key drunk dialed us.
It's okay. I'm a little drugged up, too, because I had, like, epidural this morning. So I'm on good little pain meds, and, like, you just don't know what's going to come out of my mouth now. So it'll be fun.
Oh. Okay, yeah. This will be really good.
Yeah.
So, wait. So before we get to the basketball, then let's ask Momo the question of the day: does real chili have beans or no beans?
Ooh, good
I
question.
Love your response.
Everything is interesting to me right now, right?
Yeah, because you're feeling good, girl.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I'm flying. I think it has beans. I think it has beans. Like, if you really do it, like, if you're cooking it yourself, I will put beans in it.
Yeah.
You know?
We put beans in ours, LZ and I. But we found out today that the original chili has no beans.
Interesting. Yeah, it's
just
like Cincinnati chili, right? You know, have you ever been to Cincinnati? And you have that, they have those hot dogs.
Not on purpose.
Just as a connecting flight once or twice.
Like, yeah, me too. Like, I always heard, like, there's some great hot dog place in Cincinnati where you got to have the chili dog. And it's, like, it's kind of weird. It's, I think I saw it on, like, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I think that's how I saw it. And it was, like, they put, like, the chili on there, and it's almost like a marinara kind of type of chili base. Thing. I don't know. It was really good. I dug it. It had no beans. So maybe that's where it comes from.
Maybe. That's funny. So it's weird. Like, if I'm making chili and it's just chili, right?
It's just chili. Yeah.
I use beans. But if I'm using it, like, on my, you know, burgers or whatever, or dogs or a dip, no beans.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm with you on that. Yeah. I mean, for me, like, my favorite chili that I get on the regular would, well, not since I turned 35, okay? We can't eat this stuff anymore. But Tommy's. Original Tommy's, like burgers with the chili dogs, and I don't think they have beans. I think it's just like all just kind of like the meat and the chili. So you're right; it's about what you put it on. But if you're eating just like a bowl of chili, then I think it has beans.
I would
agree. Fair enough.
Yeah. Is this what you want to ask me about? Is that what you want to get into?
Not really. I mean, there are a lot of things that we want to ask you about.
Yeah.
So if fans were beans at NBA games.
Okay.
Do you believe that there will be beans in an NBA arena?
I would think there'll be beans at NBA arenas in states that allow fans.
Oh,
so I don't think you're gonna see it. Yeah, it's gonna be like football. So I wouldn't be excited about going to Staples Center anytime soon. All right, and I wouldn't be thinking anywhere in California. Or any of the New York, any of the states that have, like, really clamped down on these kind of things. But, you know, I think, like, maybe half the league will have some fans. It'll be socially distant. But this is the story I'm actually working on, so I'll give you the real.
Okay.
The league really wants to have fans. Everybody, every team, every owner. But in order to have fans safely, you know, there's one way of doing it, which is you socially distance everyone and you have like 5,000 people, and that's going to be like weird. Okay. But at least it's better than nobody. The real way to do it is to do it with hashtag science. Okay. And there are a couple owners that I know have been really into this, who have spent the entire pandemic researching how they can safely get fans back. I think that it requires rapid testing, and not just rapid testing like with the Abbott machine. That's the, you know, it's like, you know, not that reliable. It's like probably 60% reliable. That's not fail safe, especially when you're talking about the number of people that we're talking, you know, go to games. So you need rapid PCR based testing. PCR is the gold standard of tests, and those are coming. Like, we're having really good advances in testing. A lot of companies have, you know, spent the last few months looking that stuff up and working on it. So I think we're going to get that. And then I think we're still going to see masks. So you're going to do a rapid test. You're going to wear a mask. And I think you can fill up arenas. I really do. But it the way you have to do it is everybody's really got to buy in. You've got to.
Oh, well.
You know, you're going to have a wristband that's going to turn green once your rapid test comes back. You got to wear a mask still. You're going to have to, you know, like answer questions real. You know, I mean, you can't take the mask off to eat your dog burgers and dogs. Like, you know, there's just going to be a lot of stuff. You have to have incredible air filtration systems. I know there's all this stuff about like ultraviolet light that they can be putting into the arenas. I mean, this is like super hashtag science. All right. But if you really want fans, this is what you have to do. And it's going to be very expensive. One owner told me, you know, they thought it would cost $20-25 million a team to test people at this rate. But I think it's worth it. It's a public service, if anything. You know, all these people are going to get rapid tested every day. And I do think there is a safe way to do it if people are willing to submit to the testing, keep their masks on, stay safe, do all the best practices. I think we can do it.
Yeah, I you have more faith than I do.
I know.
I mean, we can barely get people walking to Target with a mask on. And you want them to keep a mask on for an entire game?
You're right.
But sports is like the dangling carrot, right, Momo?
Yeah, and I'll leave this. This is, to me, what I think gets it done, LZ. Money, all right? It's like, if you want the league to run, and if you want next year to be anything, not just the, you know, 2020-21 season to be, that's going to be a weird season, right? We're going to have a very strange schedule. We're going to have, you know, half some stadiums have fans, some don't. But if we want 21-22 to even get back to normal, like, they have got to figure out how to make this season more normal, and they've got to get fans in. And so, if it costs you $20 million to do state-of-the-art PCR rapid tests for every fan in that arena, for everyone to, like, this is the condition upon which you are allowed to enter. If you violate this, by Felicia, okay? Like, that's what you gotta, that's what people are gonna have to do. Otherwise, you know, I think we've all wrapped our head around the idea that this 2021 season is gonna be weird. It's not gonna be as weird as the way the bubble ended up, but it's going to be off. Okay. They just want to make it less off, right? They just want to make it like start to return to normal, so that by the time we hit fall of 21, when the vaccine hopefully is widely available, hopefully people take it, hopefully safe, hopefully effective, you know,
hopefully Nevada would tell us what's up.
I mean, what are they doing up there? Do they all just go to the Celine Dion concert or something, you know? Right? Like, anyway, yeah. Like, to me, like, you know, there's too much financial incentive for the league to invest in state-of-the-art testing, which they already have, by the way. They've already invested all this money in doing the bubble and the way they kept everybody safe there. Like, this is doable. We just somehow need to get people to buy in.
Yeah. Now, do you believe that it'll be all fans in the different tiers of seating will be allowed in, like in regards to, or do you think it'll just be like the fancy seats?
That would be funny, wouldn't it? Like, yeah. You just let in like only like the people in the bottom row. I mean, that would make the most sense, is to put, you know, put all the fans in the lower level so that you hear them. Right. I know you got to spread them out a little bit, but it's like kind of stupid if you just let in like you know, some people in 300 sections and they're like trying to
And there's like four people, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's like four people.
But it's also a bad look if you don't let the quote unquote real fans in the upper level in too, you know?
Yeah. This is where it's, you know, it's such a huge task because of the way that we have handled this virus in our country for the past 8 months. You know, it's become so politicized. It doesn't need to be, guys. It doesn't. We could just all get on the same page and we can go back to living much more normal lives if we all just wear masks, if we all just get tested regularly, if we all just do best practices, you know, we don't need to make it weird. You know, it's just if we can, I think I'm hoping this is what I hope happens in our league, in our world. We all, you know, there's this idea that we're learning to live with the virus. Yeah, there is a way to live and be safer, but we have to all buy in together because like me wearing a mask affects somebody living in Monrovia that I've never met before who might be six steps away from me. You know what I mean? In terms of degrees of separation. And so like, I do think there is a pathway. I think the election being is has got everyone stuck for a little bit. I think we're not going to see anything initially. So I wouldn't, when we come back on December 22nd, I don't think we're going to see fans in any of the states that have really cracked down on it, on the virus.
Gotcha.
Okay. But let's say February, March, you know, we've turned, you know, the whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We turned a new leaf. And I hope that we are able to like come together on stuff because there really is a pathway. Like I can paint you a picture where February, Valentine's Day, we got a full house at Staples Center.
That would be lovely.
I mean,
because I went to go vote there. The first day was available. And it just felt good.
Good to be
being
there, right?
In that space.
Yeah.
Having just won a championship, but it just also just, it felt normal for a moment.
Yeah, for a minute.
You know,
by the way, shout out to, I actually got some numbers for you on this. Shout out to Staples Center. Lee Zeidman from Staples Center. I checked with him today. He said they had almost 10,000 people vote at Staples Center in the early voting.
Awesome. Including LZ, by the way.
Including LZ. Keep this in mind, and I think this is going to be really interesting going forward, that they had 40,000 people vote at State Farm Arena in Georgia. And if you're looking at, and we're going to look up some of the stats, you know, in Michigan and Philadelphia, et cetera, in this, you know, battleground states, how much the arena is being converted to polling centers affected this election. It's going to be real, real interesting to see when we get a minute on it.
Momo, real quick, because we only have about a minute here. What do you think Kyle Kuzma's future is with the Lakers? Do you think he's around this season, or do you think they may potentially look to deal him or put him in a package or something?
Okay, be nice to me. All right, aggregators, don't pick me.
No,
up
don't aggregator.
All right, you're just asking
an opinion.
Me what this is just my opinion. I'd be surprised if he gets traded at some point this season. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that he would get traded right away because it doesn't make sense. It's going to be such a compressed offseason here. It's going to be weird to make big moves like that. But at some point during the season, I think Kuz really played his role well. I think he did a great job. But, you know, he's a young bird and he needs to fly. And I think it might be better for him if he gets to a spot where he's going to be the man. So, plus they're also getting to the part where they have to pay him. you know, that extension is looming. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets traded at some point during the year, but probably not right away, don't you think? It's just going to be such a weird offseason. It's going to be like 10 days of free agency.
I see him being moved. I see him
being
moved.
Yeah, at some point, right?
Because, early, because I believe the exploratory aspect of it already has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, you know, trigger pulling than exploration, to be quite honest with you. And like you, I've been advocating or saying that New York's a perfect spot for him. Culturally, it gives him everything that he wants.
Yeah.
And he gets the opportunities to kind of establish himself as, you know, as a number one. And, you know, maybe with the responsibility of being number one, he'll feel more compelled to fill up some of the holes that's in his game right now that he hasn't filled in yet.
Yeah, I think that's a great spot for him, too. That's where his guy, you know, Leon Rose and Worldwide West, that's where they are now.
I forgot West was
Yeah, he's there in New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
I mean,
that.
it just makes a lot of sense, you know, for him, for them. I know this. the Lakers value him, and I think there's a lot of teams around the league that have valued him. So anybody who would trade for him, would his value has been hurt by is hurt by the fact that he's extension eligible. You know, that's coming up for him. So you're trading for him, and you got to know, like, let's say, I don't know, I'm just going to pick a team out. Let's say Oklahoma City wants him.
Right.
Let's say, pick a team, Indiana wants him. I don't know. Well, they're not going to give you all that much unless they got a commitment from him that he's going to stay and that he would re-sign. So I think, you know, in terms of what they can get for him, it's not as good as you would think.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Mama Momo, thank you so much for making time for us. Thanks for pushing it back after he drunk dialed us. We thank you so much for everything.
You got it. Thanks, boys.
See ya. There she is, Mama Momo. All right, LZ, you and I are going to take a 2-minute break. Then we're going to talk to Scotty Capps. We'll do a little crosstalk with him. We'll be back in just a moment here on Sedano and LZ.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is when Sedano and LZ fade. Do we fade like Mason and Ireland fade, do you think, LZ?
No, dog.
Or we just
don't
want to
fade.
Get faded?
We shift.
We shift. We shift, to the Scott Kaplan Show with Scotty Cap. Cap, what's up?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Yo, talk to me about beans, Holmes. Do you eat beans with your chili or chili with your beans or whatever?
What's the deal? Are the beans supposed to be in a chili, or are they not supposed to be in a chili?
Well, we thought it was common that it would be beans in the chili, but we found out, courtesy of many, many sources, including a lot of callers, but we did verify this, that real chili has no beans in it. And we were just, you know, surprised by that, because I, you know, I usually throw beans in there.
LZ, did I hear you talking about meat and the color of the meat growing up?
Yeah, Key and I, you know, one of the ways that we connected right away is that we both grew up poor in the inner cities. He obviously in L.A. and me in Detroit. But we both got the same cheap meat growing up. So, you know, some people got red meat. Our meat was brownish pink.
Mm. You mean like the way it looks, like if it stays in the refrigerator too long, like if you brought home fresh meat, chopped up meat, and you left it in the refrigerator because it had like that red color to it, and then a few days later, it starts to turn brown?
Yep.
That's the color.
That is the color. Mm. You just season it and keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it going, you know. Keep do what going. You got to do, you know. Survive in advance, just like they do in the NCAA tournament, you know. But like, except it's life.
Cheap and broke are two things that really just kind of suck when they're combined together. Because when I was a kid, you know, I came from a very, I guess what you would call back then, kind of a middle class family. But my dad was utterly cheap. And my dad was, he owned a gas station. And so, you know, he came home every night and cleaned his hands and he was dirty, you know, but he always had like little toys, things that he, you know, was able to buy and then flip and then make a couple bucks and buy something and flip it, boats and cars and stuff. But he was utterly cheap, like the cheapest person you've ever been around. And we went to McDonald's one night, and I can remember looking up at the leaderboard, if you will, where the Big Macs were, and it said cheeseburger 49 cents, hamburger 39 cents, and I said, I'll have a cheeseburger, and my dad said, no, hamburger, when you get home, you put cheese on it.
For 10 cents, baby. I love it.
So I was feeling
I like
feeling
your dad.
It.
I like your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, he hates when I tell that story, but it's totally true. 10 cents. You know? And the thing was, my mother would always buy that block of American cheese that didn't have singles. So if it would sit in the refrigerator for a few days open, the corners would curl up and they'd become dark orange.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And crunchy. Hard as a brick.
Yeah. You know, and I just thought of that cheese in the refrigerator. And I'm like, Dad, come on, it's 10 cents. Hamburger, cheeseburger, really 10 cents. You think, no, you're going to go home and you'll put cheese on at home. And then I had to pull the corners off of the cheese.
That's by then, so you weren't hungry anymore.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of just cheese, that is one of the things that as I've become an adult who actually makes, you know, a decent living, man, I used to eat those Kraft singles all the time when I was a kid and whatever, even as an adult. Like, and then you grow up and you get, you know, you make a decent living. Then you realize, oh, I can actually go to like the deli counter and get good cheese, you know. And then you're like, damn, why was I eating Kraft singles all these years? I needed to dive into this. It ain't, you know, it's a little more expensive, but not that much more expensive. Man, I love me some cheese. I can eat cheese all day.
Yeah, I liked Velveeta singles.
Oh,
individual.
Oh, God.
Is that good?
No, I'm just
no.
Like,
it's not
oh,
good.
God.
It's not good.
Oh, God.
No, it's not good. No. It's not even good for you, honestly. To be honest,
is it even cheese?
I mean, it's cheese products, I believe, is what they call it.
No, I was like one of the first things that I transitioned, like you, George. It's like once I started making like a little bit of money, I started eating cheese I couldn't even pronounce.
Right.
Because I felt like it validated my life.
Right. Right. Yes. Yes, for sure. It's like my whole wine kick. Like, this has been something I have done now in my 40s. Like, I would drink wine, but now I'm like, I love wine. You know what I mean? Like, now it's like, I will find myself, like, I literally, like, my wife on, like, my birthday, she's like, what do you want? I'm like, I want a nice bottle of wine, you know, that we, and it's funny because I don't always drink them. Like, I will, you know, we'll have them on, like, special occasions. LZ always gets on me for this over the years that I hoard my liquor. But I do. I save them for special occasions. But that's the thing. Like, yeah, I'll open up the cheap stuff. I will still buy an $8 bottle of wine and have it with pizza or whatever the hell. And then there's some nights on a nice night, I'm like, all right, I'll open up the $20 bottle of wine or the $25 bottle of wine. And the birthday wine gets set aside for nice nights.
Mm-hmm. Bergman texted us and said, Velveeta is processed cheese product.
Yeah, that's what I said. Cheese product. Yeah, it's
yeah,
not.
That's,
not,
that's
and
way
so
too many Kraft, words.
I think. I think
way
Kraft,
too many words. You know who loves Velveeta?
Who?
My husband.
Yeah? Your husband also likes mint chocolate, though.
He does. He does like mint chocolate, too.
As nice as Steve is, I don't know if I would go to him for my food takes.
It's so disturbing. Sometimes I open the fridge and see the Velveeta looking at me. And I just want to throw it away, but I don't because I know he loves it. But I'm just like, there's Velveeta in my refrigerator.
Yeah. Elsie's like, I didn't grow up broke and make money now to get Velveeta.
Exactly.
You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to do that, though, because you said you like my dad, LZ. I think I'm going to take my kid to some kind of a burger joint. And when he asks for a cheeseburger, I'm going to tell him, no, he has to have a hamburger.
Well, if you're bringing it home, right? Like if it's takeout, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to see what their reaction would be, because your kids, let's face it, like mine will and LZ's now, like will, they grow up different than the way we grew up. Clearly, so
you ain't said nothing but a word, George. You know my son doesn't eat meat. Like he's on like this sort of pseudo vegan. Yeah. It's healthier for you. No animal products in this temple.
Oh, come on, Doug.
For real?
But I can't get mad at him because I realize I did it, right? Like, right. It's a byproduct of, like, me, so it's not like I can get mad at him. But I do snicker, like, I couldn't imagine being in my mom's household growing up and me going to my mom. I don't eat meat. I'm a vegan now.
Yeah, like, Mama Granderson would not have.
Mama Granderson would be like, okay, you're a vegan. Here's a hamburger. And then she would be moving. So.
Cap. If there's anyone you need to meet one day when this is over, okay, is Mama Granderson. Mama Granderson is a trip, okay?
I can't wait. I would love to meet Mama Granderson. This is just such a funny conversation because you're so right. The kids become the products of what we are. So, like my 16-year-old daughter said to me tonight, she said, I want sushi so bad. I just really want sushi.
Yeah, it's crazy. And
I said, I said, you just
I had a college degree before I had sushi. What are you talking
me
about?
Too. Me too. Right. Yeah,
she
me
said
too.
To me, she said to me, she was, I said, but you just went to the grocery store. There's all this food in the refrigerator. Why would you go buy all this food, then wind up going out for dinner? I go, I'm not going for sushi right now. I'm going on the radio. She's like, I just want sushi so bad. When I was a kid, was there sushi?
I mean, I don't even know. No, I don't think so.
Know. I think sushi was invented like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it. For sure.
It just got here, you know?
Yeah. Cap, what do you got tonight?
I don't know.
maybe some sushi? Some leftover sushi?
Sushi and beans.
I'm going to get things kicked off today with my man, Tony Baselli, who is a superstar offensive lineman at SC. He's now the voice of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's the color commentator there. He also works for Westwood One. But Tony Baselli, I can't wait to get into the conversation you and I had, George, the other day about USC playing against Arizona State at the Coliseum on Saturday at 9 a.m.
I know. It's crazy.
So just we'll crazy. Kick that off. We'll start there, and then we're going to get into a lot of the Raiders coming back to L.A., Raiders versus San Diego Chargers in the Rams Stadium. I'm going to get into all of that. Lots of NFL. So that's what we got coming up.
All right, brother. Have a great show, and go crush some sush.
There you go.
Have a great night, guys.
All right, man. See you. Scott Kaplan coming up. LZ, excellent work as always.
Great work to you, too. And congratulations to Roland.
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 Yes, Roland there was our winner. Don't forget, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, listen to Mason in Ireland for the road trip destination. In the 5 o'clock hour, you get a chance to win one of those virtual keys, and maybe you can win a car at the end of the month, courtesy of our friends at Culver City Mazda CX-5 Sport. Brand new, 2021, with $1,000 in the glove box. All right, thanks to Greg, thanks to Laura, thanks to Key, thanks to Ramona, thanks to Scott. Thanks to Joshua Kelly of the Chargers, who joined us as well. Thanks to you guys for tuning in, calling in. We love you. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 4. See ya.